Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. I will be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And thank you to you for being here. If you're not listening, there is no show. And man, we've had a busy weekend of football. We've had a busy afternoon. We've had a busy day of news. It looks like James Franklin has a new job. Yeah, he couldn't make it through with Penn State, but it appears that Virginia Tech is going to go ahead and hope that he can right their ship. Looks like LeBron James might be back to basketball. Looks like Victor Wembanyama will be out a few weeks. We got Ja'Marr Chase suspended for spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Oh, Paul George is coming back tonight. Yeah, that's huge news. Everybody can't wait to see Paul George play for the Sixers. We got Aaron Rodgers with a broken wrist. We got Michael Penix Jr. with a Falcons team that continues to not fly or rise up, but just sink into the toilet. Yeah, we got a lot of news. We got a lot of things to discuss. And then, of course, it's Monday, which means we got football. We got more football. We got the Dallas Cowboys and the Raiders. Yeah, two iconic sports brands here in the United States of America. They're going at it, except, these two teams stink, okay? But it should be a fun one. Lots of scoring and maybe a lot of interceptions by Mr. Geno Smith. So we got a lot to get into here. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got Sirius XM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can also call anytime. Here's the number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. ISN. If you use the internet, wasting your time, you're relaxing, you're chilling, you can find me everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Yeah, not a difficult person to get a hold of. Man, there's so much going on today. We got some guests that are going to come through and join us as well. Kansas City Chiefs, I don't know if they're cooked for the season. My main man, Carrington Harrison, is going to be here with us next hour to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. We have Sean Syed, who's going to come through and join us. He talks all things football for Sumer Sports. He'll be here in a few hours. So we got a lot going on. It's been a busy weekend. And then we got Shedeur Sanders. This guy had the play yesterday. Dylan Gabriel goes into concussion protocol, and Shedeur looks like crap. I mean, what do you want him to look like? And he's not getting first-team reps. And then we find out his house got robbed while he was playing. It has just been an eventful day, an eventful weekend. Botcha, how are you, man? There's a lot of news today.
A lot of news. I'm kind of overwhelmed, but I'm doing good. I'm locked in.
That's good. Well, first, let's get this out the way, because we've had a lot of things that broke. We did not even mention Justin Fields. He's getting benched for Tyrod Taylor. We had the return of Brock Purdy last night. I didn't even mention this. Sunday Night Football, you know, the Lions are still trying to figure out how to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. So there's a lot going on. But shout outs, I mentioned this, I did already. Shout outs to James Franklin. He couldn't hack it with Penn State. And so now he's going to get an opportunity to turn things around with Virginia Tech. And, I mean, if you're Virginia Tech, can you be any worse? At least Penn State is not going to have to pay, you know, all of his gigantic buyout. It'll be offset by him showing up and working and coaching for Virginia Tech. And they have just been not even worth watching or paying attention when Beamer retired almost 10 years ago. And so James Franklin gets a job. He'll be at Tech. And then he will have an opportunity to have winning seasons that take them to be good, but not good enough. I mean, that happens to be his MO. That's why he got fired from Penn State. And I get it. You play in the same space as Ohio State and Michigan. Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat them. But James Franklin got himself a job. And then the more you hear, speaking of people getting jobs, okay, Lane Kiffin. There's a lot of conversations about Lane and whether or not he's leaving. And I think when you get this many just rumors about leaving and staying and going and coming, I find it more likely that Lane Kiffin is going to be gone sooner than later. It seems like the writing is on the wall that he may be heading to, I don't know, LSU, and rumors of his family checking out the campus. Yeah, Lane Kiffin doesn't seem long for Ole Miss. We'll see. And we're going to have some more jobs that are going to get filled, especially now that the regular season is going to be closing up sooner than later. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What a day. Damn. We had some other breaking news. And I don't know how anybody can tell a lie in 2025 with all the technology that we currently have. All the cameras that we currently have. All the angles. All the 4K, I don't even know if people still talk about 720 or 1080. We are now in the 4K space. You probably saw the football game, and even if you didn't see the game, you probably saw the fight between Jalen Ramsey yesterday as he got spat on by Jamar Chase. Okay, Pittsburgh Steelers went out there and smoked Cincinnati 34-12. We know that Aaron Rodgers is dealing now with a broken left wrist. We don't know the extent of whether or not he can grip a football. At least it's not his right wrist. God bless him. But this was a beat now. 34-12. And Joe Flacco went out there and threw a touchdown, had an interception. Jamar Chase, not a good game. 3 receptions for only 30 yards. We know he's a big personality. We know that Jalen Ramsey is a big personality. And they got into a little bit of a dust-up. And I can't even say it was a little bit of a dust-up because it is one of the worst things ever, period, ever, to spit on another human being. Okay? And we saw Jalen Ramsey from a distance get to swinging and pushing and shoving. And then we heard and saw that, hey, okay, well, he says he was spat on. Jamar Chase says, I didn't spit on him. We have video evidence that proved that he absolutely did spit at the man. And so now, for a team that's going nowhere, the Cincinnati Bengals, a 3-7 record, Jamar Chase has been suspended for 1 game. Listen to Jalen Ramsey break down what the hell happened out there.
He spit on me, so it's up. I don't give a f*** about football after that. Respectfully, I'm always gonna be all for trash talking stuff like that. I actually enjoy that part of the game. I think people know that, but and that's what we was doing. I mean, after the first one, the first little thing, the play before, he tried to like crack block me or whatever. You know, what I mean, I got up off that, and then we got up talking or whatever, and he snatched my mouthpiece off my face mask, and then that's when I pushed his face mask, and then we whatever. That was just a little scuffle. But the refs told us right there, like, hey, y'all chill, no more of this. Cool. So, you know, I'm knowing, like, you know, just talk shit, but let's keep it clean so we, you know, everybody's staying here, whatever. The next play, same shit. We was talking shit for which I'm cool with. And then, yeah, as soon as he spit, it was that. It was, yeah, I ain't gonna tolerate that part of it.
Yeah, he's not gonna tolerate being spat on. And who would? And then the media went over to Jamar Chase and they said, hey, did you spit on Jalen Ramsey? Jalen Ramsey just said you spit on him. Listen to what Jamar Chase said in response.
He was saying that you spit on him. Did you spit on him?
I ain't never opened my mouth to that guy.
So what do you think prompted the reaction from him?
Well, he don't like some of the words I told him.
That's what he's saying.
I ain't spit on nobody.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not exactly how that went. Whether he spat accidentally, and that was a lot of spit. I mean, let's be real. It wasn't no damn accident. Ja'Marr Chase spat at Jalen Ramsey. He did. And the NFL pretty much agreed. Because we got this news earlier today from CBS Sports just a couple of hours ago.
Breaking news, you spit on somebody, you get a game. Okay? NFL suspending Ja'Marr Chase one game for spitting at Jalen Ramsey after that scuffle in the second half of Sunday's Steelers win. Now, after the game, Ramsey said Chase spit on him. Chase denied that, but there's video.
Yeah, this video. Pretty disgusting video. And you know what? Things aren't going to get any better for the Cincinnati Bengals moving forward. Their next game is going to be against the New England Patriots. Yes, the New England Patriots that now have a record of 9-2 and legitimately look like they could be contenders for an AFC championship, okay? And so there's a lot going on with Cincinnati. They fall to 3-7. You got Ja'Marr Chase, who's now been suspended a game for spitting on a guy. I mean, remember we saw this to open up the season with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cowboys. Jalen Carter spat in the direction of Dak Prescott. He was immediately kicked out of the game. And the NFL determined, okay, well, he missed the whole damn game. That counts as a one-game suspension. But if you're Cincinnati, you've now lost three games in a row, okay? You got the New England Patriots coming up. You got Joe Burrow, who's just waiting in the wings now that he's been able to go out there and practice with the team. It's been said that he wants to return on Thanksgiving against the Baltimore Ravens. Is it going to be worth it for Joe Burrow to even come back? Probably not. This is a team going absolutely nowhere. There's no turnaround here for the Cincinnati Bengals. There's no playoffs here for the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to miss the postseason for another season and another year. And so today, Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, had to answer these questions. You know, you got Ja'Marr Chase spitting on people. You guys are a bunch of losers right now. What do people think about this team, Zach, huh?
Well, first of all, I've always been impressed with how Ja'Marr's handled himself, because he is in a lot of these situations where he's got a target as a top player. He gets a lot of respect that way. And so guys try to do a lot of things to get his attention and get him off his game. And I've always thought it was unbelievable how he's handled himself in some really high-pressure emotional decisions. Obviously, what happened is crossing the line. We can't have that, and I know he'll own up to that. But beyond that, I've always sat up here and praised Ja'Marr, because he's one of the best leaders we've got. The way he goes about everything, he plays with a ton of emotion. He plays with a ton of leadership. Our guys respond to that, and I've always appreciated how he's handled himself.
Oh, well, that's a glowing report on one of your players who we just watched spit on a guy. That goes out the window. Who cares? Like, you could talk about how great of a leader, how great of a teammate, how great of a guy he is, but you know, actions speak louder than words. He spat on a guy. You can't do that. You can't run around spitting on another human being. And everybody had to watch it. Come on now. And so forget that. He's such a great leader that now he's going to miss this game against the Patriots. I would say it'd be one big shock if the Cincinnati Bengals beat New England. At that point, they would now be on a four-game losing streak. Their record would be 3-8 if Joe Burrow returns on Thanksgiving. Like, what are we doing here? Just sit Joe Burrow out. The guy, unfortunately, has a history of leg issues, and now his foot. Offensive line has been crap. Why are you going to serve Joe Burrow up to the Wolves? Okay, I would not do that, man. And so Zach Taylor was asked about Joe Burrow as well. Listen to what he said.
The starting point is he did 7-on-7 last week, came out of the week feeling good. And so then this week the plan will be, let's get to Wednesday and see if we can work in some 11-on-11 and go from there. So I think before we ever do that, there's no reason to have a discussion on what the timeline is beyond that, because there's just steps we got to follow. 7-on-7, great, did individual. And now we continue with the rehab phase next week, and that's 11-on-11. That's getting bodies around him, seeing how he feels, seeing how he moves. And so until we've done any of that, there's no reason for me to speculate on where it's going to be.
There's no reason to speculate on where Joe Burrow is going to be. He needs to be parked on the bench. Like, there's no reason for him to come back. This team is in the toilet. I know Joe Flacco is still out there. He's just basically occupying space at this point in time for the Cincinnati Bengals. But there's no point. I'm sorry. This is not a matter of, oh my God, we got Mac Jones and now Brock Purdy is healthy and let's put Brock Purdy out there. The 49ers got a winning record. Okay? The Cincinnati Bengals are going nowhere fast. And it would just be, I don't want to say malpractice, it would be even more disastrous if the Cincinnati Bengals put Joe Burrow on the football field on this loser-ass team for him ultimately to get hurt again. That would be horrific. And let's be real, we've seen it before. It seems like it's inevitable. Joe Burrow shows up to work. Joe Burrow plays. The Bengals can't protect him. And he gets hurt. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase, just by spitting on a guy, spitting on Jalen Ramsey and getting suspended, he pretty much helped write the book on this season. It's done. It's over. It's closed. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of quarterbacks who are injured, we're going to talk about Michael Penix Jr. This guy has, yet another ACL injury? The Falcons look like a complete disaster right now. Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he played in that game. Well, the one we just talked about between the Steelers, of course, and then the Bengals. Aaron Rodgers has a wrist issue. Looks like LeBron James is going to be back with the Los Angeles Lakers. Do they need LeBron James? Victor Wembanyama looks like he's going to be out weeks with a calf strain. That is absolutely horrific. We're going to have Carrington Harrison join us next hour to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not their season is done. Well, similar to the Cincinnati Bengals. Sean Syed, is going to be here with us in a few hours to talk all things NFL. So we got a lot to get into. We have a lot to discuss. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk about some of these other injured quarterbacks on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We talked about James Franklin heading to Virginia Tech. We talked about Jalen Ramsey being spat on by Ja'Marr Chase. Ja'Marr Chase now suspended a one game for spitting. Can't do that. That's nasty, man. Can't spit on a guy. And so now the Cincinnati Bengals, it looks like their season is done. Come on, they're 3-7. They got no Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow is working his way back from his foot injury. But I would say, what are you bringing him back for? To be hurt? I would proceed with caution there. No need to see Joe Burrow for the rest of the season. And speaking of injuries, we had some other guys that went down. It looks like Aaron Rodgers has a small fracture in his left wrist. And it appears that Michael Penix Jr. for the Atlanta Falcons looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season with yet another ACL injury. This dude had ACL injuries in college. He tore his ACL twice. He's had shoulder issues. He already missed time this season with a knee. He's 26 years old. We'll give you some details on that in a second. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. 888-710-4ISN. Dan is here from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, JR. Thank you so much for taking my call. This spitting incident, you know, JR, I'm maybe old school, and I was raised that that is the lowest thing you could ever do to anybody. And then you sit and lie. You lie on TV like that. A good team, a good owner would add another game of suspension to that guy. If that's the kind of character you want on your team, what about the people that walk around with his jersey on his back? You know, it only could be Cincinnati. You know, that outfit, I don't understand. I'm so thankful I'm a Packer fan and kind of
yeah.
surrounded by, you know, normal decency, as you would say, respect.
Yeah.
I can't get over it. I think it's just horrible, JR.
No, I agree with you, and thank you so much, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. It is bad. I mean, you think about people. He made a good point, walking around with his jersey. I mean, could you feel comfortable walking around with that guy's jersey, just spit on a guy and then lied about it? And I know we heard from Zach Taylor. Zach Taylor can say everything and anything he wants about Jamar Chase and his character and how great of a teammate he is. People ain't going to remember that. People are going to remember you spitting on a dude. It's not going to be anything that's forgotten anytime soon. Thank you so much, Dan, for calling from Wisconsin. So he's going to miss a game because he spat on a guy. We got a couple of guys who are going to miss time. I told you about Michael Penix Jr. The Falcons are a disaster, okay? They got a record of 3-7. They just lost to the Carolina Panthers here in Atlanta yesterday in overtime, 30-27. But the big story is that Michael Penix Jr. went down in the third quarter, couldn't get up off the ground, and then we saw Kirk Cousins, who just completed 6 of 14 passes for 48 yards. No big deal. But then the thing is, we learned that Michael Penix Jr., who already missed a game this season with a knee injury, he has another knee injury, a bone bruise. It looks like he has a partial tear in his ACL. And things have just gone from bad to worse when it comes to the Falcons. And so it's been reported and said that Michael Penix Jr. is getting second opinions and third opinions. But we know for certain he's going to be out the next four games on injured reserve. And the season is just a disaster. Okay, Raheem Morris, who's also now on the hot seat. He will not be fired throughout the course of the year. That is for certain. But Raheem Morris was asked, is he going to be out for the entire season? And this is what Morris said.
There's always concern. Anytime you put anybody on IR with all our guys, there's always a concern about that. You know, hurting for the young man, you know, especially how well he's playing to begin in that football game. You know, really finding his groove. I like this week of preparation. I like the way he went through everything. I like how he was prepared at a very high level. I like how he took a lot of ownership on it last week and really was ready to have a bounce back week. And it's just it's heartbreaking for him to go out and get hurt. And there's always a concern of any of those type of things of missing time.
Yeah, the Falcons were asking for this disaster. Well, not this disaster specifically, but one of the big issues with him when he was drafted number 8 overall last year was his injury history. It was his age and his injury history. We saw what he did at Washington. God bless him. He was able to take them to a national championship. But all things considered, he's 26. Okay? He has a history of knee issues. And now he's hurt his knee again? What is this going to be? The third reconstruction of his ACL? And we think he's going to get better? It could happen. But it's more unlikely than that's the case. And then we got Kirk Cousins here, who signed a contract to be a Falcon. And then the Falcons go ahead and they draft Michael Penix. And then Kirk Cousins wants to be traded out of here. He's not as good as he used to be a few years ago. And so now the Falcons are saddled. They thought they had two QBs. Now they got none. Okay, you got old, busted up Kirk Cousins. And then you have a younger guy who's apparently at this point just busted up, or at least busted up again. This is what Raheem Morris had to say about just now giving Kirk Cousins the starting job.
Really can't elaborate on the injury because don't know much more than what I just said about him going down, getting a second opinion, doing those type of things. But definitely the transition to be going to Kirk, you know, getting a chance to get Kirk out there as a starting quarterback. He'll go through all the rotations this week. He'll go through everything that we need to get done in order for him to go out there and, you know, get a win for the football team and for us. And that's what the transition will be.
Oh, yeah. By the way, their star wide receiver, Drake London, he's also going to be out. He's dealing with a knee injury. And so, I don't know. You got Bijan Robinson, who's on the team. One of the best running backs, one of the best dual threats in the entire NFL. He doesn't get talked about a lot. He's probably in that same space as a Michael Taylor or Christian McCaffrey. Bijan Robinson is just kind of wasting away on a Falcons team that's going nowhere. Now you have the general manager and Terry Fontenot. He's going to be on a hot seat. He might get the boot. But here's the thing about the Falcons owner. Okay, Arthur Blank, Mr. Home Depot. He has a lot of patience. He doesn't run around just firing people. I mean, Fontenot may get the boot. Him and Raheem Morris may stick around for another season. This has just been horrific. And I can tell you right here in Atlanta, Botcher, Falcons fans want everybody fired. They want everybody fired.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I'm fully in agreement. I don't know. Basically, Raheem Morris is a dead man walking to me, personally. I just think he's had enough talent on that offense, and there's enough talent on that defense to make a run to the playoffs, and it's just not there. You can blame injuries once and everything because Kirk was hurt last year, not Penix is hurt this year, but you got to find a way to be at least competitive in most of your games, and it's just not there.
No, it's bad. They are not good, not good at all. And here's where things get worse. They don't have their first-round pick in 2026. That's the Falcons decided we got Jalen Walker, and then they wanted James Pierce from Tennessee. And so they traded up to get two first-round picks this year, and they said, screw our first-round pick next year. Because they wanted to go for it, and they've gone for it, and now they stink. The Rams are actually going to be able to select one of the best players in this year's upcoming NFL draft, and the Falcons are not even going to have a first-round pick for the horrible season that they just had. And I don't know, maybe there'll come a point in time where Walker and Pierce, I think they may have about six sacks combined. Maybe one year, one day, they'll both go out there and have like 10-plus in a season. But as it stands right now, for a team going absolutely nowhere, they can't even look at the draft and say, oh, we can improve. They can't look at the draft and say, oh, my God, we'll be able to get another quarterback. They're paying Kirk Cousins more than $20 million this year to be a backup. And then you got he might as well be a rookie, Michael Penix Jr., who's once again hurt. It's bad here in Atlanta. It's not going to get any better. And Penix is going to be done. Don't expect to see him for the rest of the season. Speaking of done, we don't know the status of this guy. I mean, Penix might be 26 years old. This dude is about to be, what, 42 in a couple of weeks? And that is Aaron Rodgers. Apparently, this man has a small fracture in his left wrist. Yeah, there was more action in that Steelers and Bengals game than Ramsey getting spat on by Jamar Chase. Let's take a listen to this news. This is from Aaron Rodgers from Ian Rappaport earlier today on NFL Network.
Aaron Rodgers, to my understanding, has told people close to him that he will be back very soon. He has told more people close to him that he does not want to miss a game. He is pushing to play in this game. I know it seems crazy because he broke a bone in his wrist, but it is a left wrist. If he's able to grip, if he's able to receive the ball on the snap, it is actually possible that Rodgers could play this week. I had someone tell me that he was essentially 50-50 to play this week. So it sounds bad, but Aaron Rodgers does want to play and is trying to see how he could do it for the Steelers.
He's going to see if and when and how he can play. Their next game is going to be against the Chicago Bears, who just went out there and beat Minnesota. Who am I to say about, you know, Aaron Rodgers' wrist? I don't know how the guy's wrist is doing, but it's his left hand. I don't know. Maybe they'll give him a shot. Maybe they'll wrap it. Maybe they'll tape it up. I could see Aaron Rodgers out there. I mean, this is not on his throwing hand. It's on his non-throwing hand. I tell you this much, okay? Nobody Nobody wants to see Mason Rudolph start a game. The Steelers certainly don't want to see that. Their fans don't want to see that. Not at all. And so Mike Tomlin actually talked about Mason Rudolph. And he says, yeah, you know, we can plug him in there every now and then, but we don't like him too much.
Mason's proven in the past what he showed today. That's why we value him as a member of this collective and appreciative of his play. And certainly Kenny Gainwell made play after play for us, winning in the flat and so forth. But a lot of guys did.
Yeah, wow. Nobody wants to see that man play. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to maintain, obviously, getting to the postseason where they are likely to be eliminated again. It's the same old with the Pittsburgh Steelers. At least this time you're going to have an older quarterback, a 41, 42-year-old quarterback who will be leading the charge. So I expect Aaron Rodgers to play. It ain't my risk, but I think he'll be out there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about another quarterback. I mean, I don't think there's any controversy here. You can expect to see him again next week. Looks like Shador Sanders is going to get another start. Unfortunately for Shador, oh man, yesterday was just a bad day all the way around. I will explain on the other side of the break. We'll talk about Shador Sanders. And then someone that you will not see is Justin Fields. The New York Jets said, we've seen enough of you. No mas. So we'll talk more on the other side of the break. 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Justin Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the injury to Michael Penix Jr. He's going to be out for the season. The Falcons haven't confirmed it, but he's going to be gone. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. He has a broken wrist, a slight fracture in his left wrist. It appears that he's going to try to, you know, tough it through as the Steelers get ready to take on the Chicago Bears in their next game and next matchup. And someone else that you can expect to see in their next game, or actually playing, starting, making his first career NFL start, is Shador Sanders for the Browns. Yeah, the Browns who are also going absolutely nowhere. They got a record of 2-8. We saw them lose to the Ravens yesterday, 23-16. And now, why did Shador Sanders get his chance? Because Dylan Gabriel is in concussion protocol. I mean, he played the first half of the game yesterday against the Ravens, and he did not come back out for the second half. It was Shador Sanders' time, and he looked like a rookie, okay? 4 of 16 passing, 47 yards, 1 interception, 2 sacks. This is not what you want in your NFL debut. And, I mean, what else would you expect? And so with Dylan Gabriel still in concussion protocol, it's been reported and said that Shador Sanders is going to start next week against Las Vegas. And so he's going to get his chance. He's going to get his opportunity. After the game, Shador was asked about his performance and how he played. And he was pretty honest.
I don't think I played good. I don't think I played good at all. I think it's a lot of things, you know, we need to look at, you know, during the week and go and just get comfortable even throwing routes, you know, with Jerry and throwing routes with all those guys.
Well, we found out, and we kind of knew this from when the season even started. Shedeur Sanders hasn't taken any first-team reps. Like, he was thrown out there with the ones, and he has no experience with them. And when you think about Joe Flacco starting the season with the Browns before he got moved to the Cincinnati Bengals, when you think about Dylan Gabriel then taking over, you got two rookies. How in the hell were you going to split the reps? I mean, I think the Browns, ultimately, they were really only going to play Shedeur if something like this happened. Okay, well, they got rid of Joe Flacco, and now you got two rookie quarterbacks. And if you're a Browns fan, you just got to be scratching your head going, how the hell did we end up here? And then Kevin Stefanski, who's the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, he was asked about Shedeur's game, and he was short, sweet, and to the point.
You know, we'll look at it, but he's going to battle like he does. So I'm sure there's things that we can clean up, but those are things we'll look at tomorrow.
Yeah, he's like, man, I'm not going to trash the guy. It seems like he can't even stand the guy. Not a fan of the dude. Well, now he's stuck. I don't know, maybe between him and Geno Smith, they could figure out who's going to go out there and throw more interceptions. But we expected to see Shedeur. I thought we'd see him maybe a third through the season. Okay, we've gone through the pecking order. The Browns decided to trade one guy away in Joe Flacco. Kenny Pickett got the boot before the season even started, moved to Las Vegas, and now it's Shedeur's time. And hopefully, he can look better than what he did yesterday. Can he be worse? I think the answer is yes. Shedeur continues speaking with the media, and he says, you know what, I wish I did better. I think I did.
No, the most I can ask for is opportunity. See, like, that's an uncontrollable thing that I'm not able to control, and that's not, you know, they gave me an opportunity. I ain't do up to my expectation enough to get us a win, you know, so I just got to take that one to the chin.
Yeah, well, we'll see what they do against Las Vegas. We did hear in a completely separate space from his dad, Deion Sanders. He was speaking at an event, and Deion actually said, hey, you know, I cried, you know, when my son got his chance and his opportunity. I don't know if I want to go ahead and share that. Granted, he's an NFL player. He made his NFL debut. It wasn't anything to cry home about. Let's just put it that way. If anything, probably a whole hell of a lot more crying just based on his performance. And then what was already a bad day, it got worse. We learned earlier today that there was a break-in at Shedeur Sanders' house while he was playing a game. And so imagine playing a crap game in your NFL debut, and then you come home to find out that your house was just broken into. And we've heard about this just all over the country, where athletes have been targeted and people are breaking into their homes, and it's just bad. Luka Doncic had his house broken into. Patrick Mahomes. Remember hearing that story about Joe Burrow? His house was broken into while his girlfriend at the time was home. It's just, can things get any worse? Boccia, there's nothing worse than that, right?
Not many things better than Rob's, especially when you're at work.
He's at work. He's stinking a joint up, and he has to go home and find out that his place was broken into. I mean, we don't have any details on what it is. I mean, hopefully, and you would know if there were any injuries or anything crazy took place. But yeah, Shedeur's had a rough year. He's had a rough season. He's had a rough go round. So hopefully against Las Vegas, he plays a better game. See if Max Crosby is all up in his face. Okay, we're going to find out sooner than later. It's Shedeur Sanders' time. Shedeur is going to play. Someone who's not going to play, he's done. Okay, his season is done for the New York Jets. His career is probably done with the New York Jets. We'll probably only see him again due to injury or if Tyrod Taylor stinks. And that's Justin Fields, man. Justin Fields, we saw him play on Thursday Night Football, remember, against the Patriots, and the Jets lost 27-14. It's what they're used to doing against the New England Patriots. Well, their head coach, Aaron Glenn, he's done a lot of talking about Fields from the season even starting. The offense is not going to be what everybody thinks it's going to be. We may have a slow start. Well, they've never started, okay? And now Justin Fields, has been benched. Listen to this report earlier today from CBS Sports HQ.
We've got more breaking news in the NFL. Jets will be pivoting to Tyrod Taylor as their new starting quarterback. That's been confirmed by CBS Sports. He'll replace Justin Fields, who went 2-7 as the Jets starter. 7 touchdown passes in 9 games for Fields. Taylor did start one game this season in which Fields was sidelined with a concussion, losing in week 3 to the Bucs.
Oh, come on, man. What are we doing here? And there's still people who run around saying that Justin Fields, he doesn't get help. He doesn't get a chance. He didn't get an opportunity with the Bears. Oh, he's not getting an opportunity in New York. He cannot consistently drive the football down the field. He can't. Like, he's an athlete. He can go. He can run. He can take off. But he is not. He hasn't developed. Okay, we can go back to his time in college. How much has he developed since his time at Ohio State? Not really. I remember him playing here with the Georgia Bulldogs. They just wanted him to run the ball. They didn't even want him to go out there and throw the rock. And so now he's benched. The New York Jets have to think about their next quarterback. You know, it was downhill when Woody Johnson, the owner of the New York Jets, basically destroyed Justin Fields in an interview. Yeah, maybe we could actually win some games if our quarterback could actually deliver the ball down the field. Ouch. Yeah, he's going to be on the outs. Their tight end, Jeremy Ruckert, speaking of Ohio State, he was asked why Justin Fields sucks, and what a question to ask your teammate, but listen to it.
Yeah, like you said, that's my guy. Not really sure the exact things, just I know how much he cares about us, how much he puts on the line every day. So, you know, it's things to be a part of the, you know, I take it personal, all the hate, all the talking that goes towards him, I take it personal because I'm one of the guys that takes the field with him and, you know, wish we could do a better job to help him out. But, you know, he's just a true professional, like I say, every day. Not going to change how I feel about him and just, you know, I'm sure he'll be ready to go when his time's coming.
No. Well, his time ain't going to come with the New York Jets. His time is up. It is. And now we got Tyrod Taylor who's going to be out there. You ready to play with him, Jeremy?
I mean, Tyrod's, you know, like I said, a seasoned professional. You know what you're going to get from him. He's a guy who's played a lot of football, so someone you can always lean on, whether he's playing or not, for advice. You know, you come on the sideline, ask him a question about what he saw or what he thinks. And, you know, a guy with a lot of experience but a lot of ability. So he's been that way since I've known him. First one in the building, last one out. So a true pro to lean on when things get tough.
Yeah. There's some teams, I feel bad for their fan bases, and maybe I shouldn't. Like, if you're a fan of the Jets, why the heck are you still sitting, Boncho, you sit around and watch these losers?
Yes.
Why?
It's something to I don't know, the pain brings, I don't know, toughness, delusion, potential for the next year, I don't know. It's a very grueling cycle to do this.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, how do you sit down and watch the Jets, man? I'm going to sit around here all day and watch the Falcons. There's just some teams that they're on the road to absolutely nowhere. And so knowing that the New York Jets, whenever they're good again, they don't even know who the quarterback is going to be. It's going to be a couple of seasons at minimum. I don't think they're just going to wake up and draft the guy next year. And then, boom, all of a sudden, you know, the New York Jets have their quarterback of the future and they're winning games. It's going to take some time. So we got another year. I don't want to say wasted, but what was – Boncho, what came from this year? Nothing?
This year?
Picks?
Yeah, trading your two franchise cornerstones on defense. Other than that, you could maybe argue heated media debates.
Nothing. The New York Jets just took this season and said, we got picks. Okay. Whoop-de-doo. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, one of those guys that they traded for picks, he's actually going to be making his debut for the Dallas Cowboys in about an hour's time. Quinnen Williams is going to make his debut for the Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk some Monday Night Football on the other side. Cowboys Raiders here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.